But, you know, so how does this apply to us as therapists? One little sort of research, that personal research that I've done, for some reason I had an interest in this, but I've met a number of women who weighed over 300 pounds at one point in their life and lost all that weight to get down in the neighborhood of 120, 140 pounds. Now, that's quite an accomplishment. Those of us who try to diet and lose weight and the problems you have with eating disorders and all this sort of thing, that's quite an accomplishment to keep that off 5, 10, 15 years. Well, the amazing thing is that I've asked each one of them what their story was, how that happened, and the thing that fascinates me is that they all tell the same story. There's a very common theme in that story, and the story is this. You know, I tried every kind of weight loss program there was, every diet that was ever written. I tried pills. You know, some of you tried surgical removal and having their mouth wired shut and all this sort of thing, and yet they'd always gain the weight back. And as one woman told me, she said, you know, one day I just decided that my weight loss and my health were the most important things in life for me. I was going to make those the most important thing in my life. And nothing was going to stand between me and my health. And she said that very first week, she said, I had my biggest test. She said, my very best friend, who was like a sister to me, she was also heavy, and we'd cook these huge meals for each other. And she was very sensitive to criticism and so forth, as I would have been. And she said she was terribly afraid that if I didn't eat all the things she prepared for me, that she'd be so offended that she might even break off the friendship, that she just wouldn't understand, you know, my doing this. So she said, I went ahead, I told her, and I took that risk that I was going to lose her as a friend. And she said, once I got through that, she said, I felt I could face anything. And she did, and that's how she continued to lose her weight. But the interesting thing is how this kind of fundamental decision of making something number one in your life had such a powerful effect. So it really, that was kind of a conversion experience, I think, too. And the kind of thing that has to happen when people are going to make radical changes in their life. So as a therapist, we have to know that. You know, if people try all these things, they're not working, you have to confront them and say, you know, is this the most important thing in your life? This is what works. And if it doesn't become the most important thing in your life to accomplish something like losing 160 pounds, or in some cases actually 200 pounds, it takes that kind of motivation and commitment.